Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning is the Kaylee Leahy Service Scholarship and the Day of Service. We're going to focus in on that this morning. John and Leslie Leahy are back with us. John and Leslie, good to have you both here this morning.
Great to be here.
Great to have you back. Marcy Catlett, the Deputy Superintendent of City Schools, is here. Marcy, good to have you here for the first time.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
Good to have you. And Katie Horning is back here, a city school teacher, and back with us this morning. Good morning to you, Katie.
Good morning, Ted.
We are going to get into all about the service scholarship, the day of service. We're going to talk about Kaylee this morning and her story. Lots to cover. Marcy's with us just for a short time, so we're going to jump in with Marcy right away. Marcy, you were involved last year with the day of service, I believe.
Yes, I had the extreme pleasure of hosting three of the children, students, that were willing to give up their day to come in and do whatever I asked. And that's what was so special about it, is that it was unconditional and the willingness to serve in the capacity in any way I've asked. So that was so rewarding, not only, I'm sure, for them, but for also for me to see them and for them to model that for their peers as well.
And you know, you hear so much about kids today, all they want to do is look at small screens and they aren't engaged. But things like this show that there are kids that are not like that and have that service in mind.
You're exactly right. And I have to do a shout out for James Monroe and that all of our schools, that they are really civic minded and service focused. And we do a lot of activities, but this one is extra special. And because of that, I could tell from just the atmosphere, the camaraderie, just their willingness to do. And it certainly helped me being a teacher, because we have a tendency to be pack rats and in a way hoarders, but you know, on a small scale, I would want to say. So whether this I had them do for me, what happens is you get information. And because we want to always teach and share information, every piece of written data that you say, oh, I'm going to keep this for the next project that I can give to someone. So I had mounds of stuff. And I've been away from the classroom for over now close to 20 years.
Yeah.
But it still was difficult for me to let loose of what I thought I could help somebody with in the area of instructional materials,
yeah.
Right? And I'm old school, so it was hard copy stuff, holding up my beautiful sun porch just in boxes. So what the children helped me do was release from that. And what they did was they took things. So it was almost like I was still applying knowledge, mm-hmm. because they said, oh, Miss Scott, we'll take that. I don't mind having that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we didn't throw everything in the trash bin, but we certainly took away from me what was really holding me down as a result of them being there to help me. So it was almost a spiritual, emotional release, but well, in a very, very good way.
And Marcy, what's great about that is because you often hear a lot about, you know, the day of service, and it will be the people. It's not always the people who are serving that get helped. A lot of times the people who are being served.
Exactly, exactly.
Walk
because
away.
I needed, you know, gardening to do. I needed all types of things that they could have done. But this was so special because it helped me use what I love, my passion for education, right through giving to them. And they were so accommodating and calm, and they magazines galore, and they helped me with, you know, this one can go, this is okay. So it was a healing process for me as well. But I've really felt so good about the efforts of the partnership with the family and our school. We feel like we're all one in this betterment for society.
Boy, in a big shout out, like you say, to city schools in general, because when the track team last year did the walk, there was, and the same thing again this year. The track team did the same thing this year for Josh Hardesty, and I know you were out there walking that day too, and the same thing last year. These kind of things happen. And city schools just pulled together. I mean, both years, I know I walked last year and again this year with Coach Serbe. And Coach Serbe this year, both times has said to me, even with a hurting hip and all, and a hurt knee, would have said to me, I need to be here. And that's what a lot of people, you hear that.
Well, and what really makes it another added extra piece is that we're in the hub of intellect, I say, right there on Route 1, because we share the campus with UMW. And then so mm-hmm. folks see us. Community folks mm-hmm. are driving by, and it speaks to our community as a whole that we're willing to give back. It's no greater happiness than serving. And when you can serve and uplift people, all people, but especially young people, as a result of how you started the interview, that folks view them as isolated, connected to their technology, but that's not always the way. And these are the types of activities and involvement and public service and civic mindedness that will help them grow and understand the greater good. So we are so pleased to be in partnership.
Yeah, no, these kind of days of service, it gives people the opportunity, because a lot of times people will say, I'd like to do something, but I never know how.
Exactly. So I'm having them back, but this time I don't have quite as much pack rack stuff, so we'll do some outside work maybe. Don't know, but I'm looking forward to it. Yes.
Do you guys, John Leslie, did you want to jump in with anything that Marcy had said?
Well, we can, because the students that went from, they finished at her house a little early, and they came back to our house and got another job and went out and picked up trash in the community. So we put them to good work, which was great. But kind of coming back of, what are we talking about? The Day of Service? What is the Day of Service? What is the Kaylee Leahy Service Scholarship? Well, the Day of Service is a day to honor Kaylee and her spirit to service. She... Kaylee died in January of 2016, so last January, a year ago January, and we thought we were grieving, and a lot of people were grieving, including her favorite teacher and her homebound instructor, Katie Hornung, and together we created a Kaylee Leahy Service Scholarship, which again honors Kaylee, but it also would go to a student, a JM senior, graduating senior, that embodies her passion for service and humanity, mm-hmm. making a better world. So with the scholarship, we put that together fairly quickly, and it was a $2,500 scholarship, and it was awarded to a wonderful senior in June at graduation. And while we were thinking about that, we thought, well, the Day of Service, let's have a day where we have students do public service in our community. So...
Yeah, we felt like there's a lot of value, as you were saying, Ted, a lot of, you know, young people want to do something,
yeah.
but need to find an opportunity. So we wanted to create that opportunity and find projects that they could feel good about contributing, like working at Marcy's house or picking up trash downtown or doing any number of things to, you know, provide some service that's valuable. And, you know, I wrote down when you said no greater happiness than serving, because I think there really is joy in that.
But and I'm sure, Marcy, especially for somebody like you, that's you've been in the classroom, now you're in the administrative side, to see kids involved, to see the community come together like this. This is great to see.
Oh yes, we're blessed to have parents and families and the community and our school community so committed to goodwill,
yeah.
and the right spirit of giving back and lifting and celebrating the life of your daughter and all that she contributed to James Monroe. It will go on forever, the legacy, due to the fact of your love and devotion and what you're doing to help so many other people. I'm not just going to say students. I'm going to say everyone that's connected.
Well, and that gives... I think that alone shows kids that you can have an impact no matter how long
right. You're
here.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
And so it's exciting. And in your case, someone who's gotten involved, you could have easily said, you know, I've had my time. I've done things. Let younger people do this. But you're right in there. I mean, I see you walking the track. You're doing this.
Well, and it's so important in my mind to model, walk my talk. And if I'm going to be a role model for our students, they need to see you in there with your sleeves rolled up doing just what they're doing, because then it brings value. And you're not just giving lip service to service. So, and I really enjoyed the first for Kaylee, the walk, because I not only walked the track, but I walked home from there. I didn't have time this year to do that, but last year, so I added that extra steps there, to get to Wolf Street. So it made it extra special.
Well, Marcy, thank you for coming. Marcy and I have a great connection because my wife and Marcy taught together in city schools years ago, and then we were married on the same day.
Right.
April 6th. Yes.
We were married on the same day just a few years later. So
that?
April 6th is the big day.
I didn't know that.
I just found out this
anniversary.
Morning.
Yes.
Wow.
We have to do something special.
There is a huge connection here.
Well, my pleasure, Ted, and thank you so much.
Marcy, great to have you here. Marcy Catlett is the Deputy Superintendent in City Schools. We're talking about the Kaylee Leahy Service Scholarship and Day of Service. We will continue on when we come back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
And you're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Kaylee Leahy Service Scholarship and Day of Service are our focus this morning. John and Leslie Leahy are here along with Katie Horning. Katie was so quiet in the first segment, so welcome to you. And The whole day, I know last year, you all were in last year, right before the day of service and everything. And I know it was it went off really well, and was just a nice start. Last year was the first.
It absolutely was. It was such a gorgeous morning, and the kids came in a little bleary-eyed, but really just so eager to get started. And we just kind of hit the ground running. We just kind of fanned off, especially I was with a group that was walking around downtown picking up cigarette butts. And we had just random people on the street who were out for their morning coffee or getting donuts just stopping to tap us on the shoulder or just try and get our eye and say thank you. Nobody really asked us what we were doing, but I think the shirts kind of made it obvious that we were out there for a cause. And we really were paying a lot of attention to all the cigarette butts that were out there. John Leslie, how many pounds did we collect?
Oh, I can't remember.
It was over 50.
Yeah. I think well over 50.
Right.
We loaded all the bags up into the back of our pickup truck and then reported back to the Friends of the Rappahannock, and they were quite impressed with all the trash that we picked up.
And you know what's great about this day of service, and it's just I think we talked about this a little bit last year, but you really see it. That something like that is something Kaylee would have just been thrilled about. I mean, that would have been something she would have been involved in setting stuff up for that.
Oh, absolutely. She loved organizing. She was the president of Amnesty International, and she just, you get a little megaphone in her mouth, and she'd be just preaching to everyone what they should be doing in the world. And she got a voice through her volunteerism, through her service. She used to be a really quiet young lady and said, "Oh, my mom speaks for me." But now she left this world with a very large voice, a very big impact. So I hear her a lot.
Well, she was already on her way. I had Kaylee in junior English class. It was an advanced English 11 class. And you talk about an authenticity of writing. I mean, that girl could write the heck out of a story.
Yeah.
And that was what first made me pop up and take notes. Who is this? I want more of this. And it just propelled me toward her, because I had to lose her to the next semester of school. But I kept on her. I said, "You will come back and be on my yearbook program. You will do this." And just a dialogue began. She really was so well-spoken and was not ever going to back down. If she believed in something, and she was notorious also for saying, "Well, I think I've got a kind of skewed perspective here on what this is. I'm not really sure I'm right about this," but she was going to argue it till it was done.
Yeah.
And I loved that passion. That extended to so many other areas of her life.
Well, and John, you've gotten to read her diaries. I know you've said in the past that you learned some things after death from her, of things that she had written that that was just a depth of knowledge of things.
Yeah, she just had great insights on the human condition, and to learn some of the things that she cared deeply about, which, you know, we didn't even, you know that she was so involved in. From the time that she was little, I think from almost the time that she could write, she loved writing stories. So she always had a voice, but I think it was when she got to high school and the environment at James Monroe, she really kind of found a way to take what she always had on the written page and turn it into an oral voice that, I think translated into sort of a natural leadership ability. People, I think, could see in Kaylee passion and joy, and that really attracted people to her.
Well, and she's, as time goes on, and this kind of thing that you all have set up builds momentum, you can see that you can have an important impact whether you're here 20 years or 70 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And just to see how this is starting to grow.
Well, having seen her friends moving into the collegiate world now, this is where I think the biggest impact I'm seeing now. We've got a number of testimonials from folks, and this one is from a close friend of hers that graduated in 2013 from JM with her, who's currently attending JMU. It's Julia. And she said, Kaylee was the first person I knew to care about service, and she cared with her entire being. In high school, it's tempting to avoid topics like unfair imprisonment and human rights violations, but Kaylee's passion made activism thrilling. When I first tagged along with her to the Amnesty International meeting, there were five or six other members. By her senior year, the group, which had grown under her leadership, could barely fit in one classroom. Her kindness and love fused perfectly with her anger towards injustice, creating a fire inside those around her. I got to witness her impact on James Monroe students and the Fredericksburg community firsthand, and I'm so thankful to have had her in my life to plant the seeds of service-mindedness. Her positive influence in my life led me to seek out more civic engagement in college, where I joined JMU Safe Rides, a student-run nonprofit which serves to prevent drunk driving in the Harrisonburg community. Hmm. Safe Rides operates to give free rides to students on weekends, and we have been happy to dedicate two of our weekend operations to Kaylee for her outstanding dedication to service and her community. Wow.
Wow.
I mean, this is a young lady that was just a beautiful, gifted writer, and she's out there. I see her on Facebook, and Safe Rides is also now at Mary Wash. What a powerful program.
Yeah.
And to think that Kaylee had an influence in one person to make such a big impact.
Wow. And boy, Katie, when you talk about how you saw right away in her writing, for a teacher, that's got to be something when you – those kind of students don't always come along.
They certainly don't. And that was just – it was funny. She had written a story about when she and her father had gone to Africa. And for the ability for her to narrate this in a – I felt like I was reading a published work. Only thing was is she could not finish it in the time that I had provided in the class. So she just ended up where they had met these French-speaking – hostile gentleman with machetes and cheese. And that's where she left off with the story. And I just thought, you can't make this up. But that was it. And it was so sober. I had not experienced that level of talent before. And it was exciting. It was thrilling to me. And that's just a sample of what Kaylee was able to do. She was able to inspire, like we said, both verbally and in the written word. So that's part of just expanding that on.
We can tell the rest of that story, but it would be the subject of another program.
That's a thrilling story.
You're here
today.
There
was a happy ending.
So, yeah, it had to have had a happy ending. But, boy, John, that's the one thing with your kids. You've strived to put them in situations where they see that kind of thing and learn about the world. It's a good example to all of us.
Yeah, I think Leslie and I, without really consciously doing this, tried to instill, you know, a sense of community and service in our kids. Both our fathers served in the Army, Leslie's father during World War II, my father during the Korean War, although he wasn't in combat. But, you know, I think there's always – we grew up with a sense of public service and obligation to our communities. Leslie and I came of age in the 60s and 70s, and I think the stereotype is that was a time for self-centeredness and, you know, free love and a lot of negative baggage. But it's also the time when environmental protection, civil rights, a lot of really positive things came out of that period. And I think we're sort of the products of that. And, you know, when our kids were little, we made dinner time sacred. We wanted to all, you know, have the family community. And I think it just sort of organically came out of that we sort of recognized the value of being kind to our neighbors and asking for help from our neighbors when we need it.
Yes, and we're transplants from the D.C. area, and we coordinated a number of volunteer programs in our community that really needed it on Capitol Hill. It was a very transitional period. D.C. Cares Serve-a-thon, the Christmas in April. We even did the Orange Hat Patrol. We had so mm-hmm. many things, and we would bring our kids with us, and they always were very happy to join us.
I'm sure they were.
It was because we were cheap and didn't want to pay for a babysitter.
Yeah.
But I think what's so interesting about where we are now, this day of service is all about the students. Their parents aren't coming with them. They're all there by themselves. They've been dropped off. Some are of age to drive. Mm-hmm. And have them all come and on their own and be willing to spend. We should be calling it a morning of service. It's 8 to 12, so it's a four-hour commitment, and it's early. But it's all these young people. And we had about 40 students participate last fall. I mean,
50.
Yeah. And we had a number of faculty and staff from JM and some community folks that we were all kind of in the background, though, the older folks. But the students were the ones that really shined. And you can see the JM student section at Morey Stadium is painted. And there's one little corner that needs to be painted. And that's going to be part of this spring service to finish that effort. And we're part of the Fredericksburg Butts Our Litter 2 campaign through the Green and Clean Commission.
Yeah.
And the Friends of the Rappahannock just can't welcome enough students and community. Downtown Greens is one of our new services this spring. We're going to be working in their urban garden. And we have Fairy Godmother Project. We're going to be preparing for the big September Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month. So we're going to be making some pins and posters. So May 6th is going to be just a wonderful morning of energy and service.
May 6th, 8 to 12, you'll see people around. I know I saw pictures. I saw pictures afterwards of them painting over at Morey Stadium, doing some of the painting there and at Marcy's house. And just to see kids involved in that. Exciting stuff. We're talking about the Kaylee Leahy Service Scholarship and the Day of Service. Again, it's coming up on May the 6th. John and Leslie Leahy here, Katie Horning here. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
It's the Kaylee Leahy Service Scholarship we're talking about. Also, the Day of Service is coming up May 6th, 8 to 12 in the city. And you'll see, you'll see kids around doing things that early that morning. And that is what that's all about. John and Leslie Leahy here. Katie Horning is here. Katie you not only taught Kaylee in school, but then also when she was sick, you were her homebound teacher, right?
I pretty much insisted on that. As soon as I found out she was going to need one, I immediately went to guidance. I said, I'm doing this. And yeah. It was really never going to be any issue because we had always been so open and honest with one another. I knew that it was going to be hard for anybody else to walk into that situation, and harder for Kaylee. My mother had gone through cancer, and I knew the struggles that she had gone through, and so that, you know, this is not an experience that somebody who has no idea who Kaylee is should be walking into.
Yeah.
You know, and so I wanted to keep that very safe and very calm for her. And I got to say, more oftentimes when I went over to Leahy's house, we talked mm-hmm. more than we focused on a lot of work, because Kaylee is so smart that she could do all of it on her own. And so I was just more so there to bring her up to speed on what was going on, and then just talking about things she wanted to talk about.
We could do a whole show sometime on the role of homebound teachers.
Absolutely.
Because my son, when he was going through cancer, had a homebound teacher. My wife did homebound teaching in Spotsylvania for years, and she had similar cases of where she would talk about they don't even need me. I feel like I'm more there just to talk to the parent, to the mom or the dad who was there, or the what homebound teachers provide is just unsung heroes in a lot of ways.
And when Kaylee was first diagnosed, the social worker at the hospital tried to help us prepare, you know, all the things that we would need to do to help her, Kaylee, continue her education. And so we were sort of prepared for having a big fight with the school. But when we approached the school, they just couldn't have made it easier. They were so gracious and helpful. And then, of course, Katie was an angel, you know, just stepped in and she did it all.
Yeah.
And Kaylee graduated that year. It was her senior year.
Yeah.
She earned it. Mm-hmm. She earned it all the way.
We heard a little bit earlier from Marcy Catlett, who's with City Schools. She had a great testimony of being having some of the day of service at her house. Leslie read from a student, and you've got a testimony from a school administrator.
Yes, actually from Dr. Rochelle, who's our principal at James Monroe High School. She wrote a beautiful testimonial. She was hoping to be here with us today, but could not. She was at school late last night, and she lives in Richmond. So she sent this along, and she said, "I strongly believe, combined with a couple of other initiatives in our building this year, our inaugural day of service was a catalyst for change at James Monroe. Think about this. Around 50 student volunteers showed up on Saturday morning to complete service projects throughout the city. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words, and when I look at some of the pictures from the event, I see smiles, camaraderie, students forging new friendships as they work together for a common cause. It's just a beautiful thing. Those students would have made Kaylee beam with Jacket Pride as the spirit of giving didn't end there. The students brought that positive energy back to JM, and they were excited to share all that they had done in the city. In fact, the students continue to discover ways to show kindness and support for our community. I know that many of those same students will return for the spring day of service, and I'm hopeful that they will bring a friend or two with them. I'm looking forward to joining them."
Hmm. Wow. The testimonies of the three that we've heard today, and all from different perspectives, show you that this is more than just something that is going to last just a couple of years. This is something that is sustained power.
I think it's grown roots. We're hoping that it's going to, you know, as Marcy Catlett was saying, you know, be a permanent fixture.
Yeah. No, I mean, you hope you do. I mean, I know we talked about that last year of hoping that this was something, and it becomes that way when both the kids and the adults see the value in it.
Absolutely. And for me, I do tabling at JM during the lunch waves. And imagine they have these short lunch waves, and there's this kind of a happy, energetic, dancing mom, you know, kind of accosting them and saying, "Hey, would you like to volunteer for the day of service?" And they're all so receptive. And I got 88 signatures pretty quickly. And so hopefully we'll have a good showing. But it's not about numbers.
Mm-mm.
If I had one student, if I had 20, if I have 50, if I have 100, we'll put them to work. So that's great. But that just tells you about the students at JM, Katie, and the programs that they've been doing. This Kaylee's Day of Service is just a compliments, like the Rachel's Challenge initiative.
Absolutely.
And the IB program is coming there, is there.
Yeah, we're in full effect.
You know, sometimes I hear other parents that we know, you know, at other schools, or we have a niece who's teaching up in Northern Virginia, and they kind of complain about how bad the school is, or how disrespectful the students mm-hmm. are, and it just makes me so sad, because our experience at JM was just completely opposite. You know, we walk in for tabling, and it's, you know, it feels like a city on a hill. You know, it's
yeah.
a beautiful place with respectful students, energetic teachers and staff. You know, the teachers of our children there were really role models to our kids, and we feel so good about that.
Yeah,
I remember seeing because I was not around the day of the day of service in that you did for the first one in the fall, but I remember seeing pictures from that day, and it was just gave me chills to see all the different areas where people were doing things, and
yeah.
I just thought how. I can't imagine what you all continue to feel like when you hear these testimonies, or you just see, like you say, John, how this has gotten roots.
Yeah. And, you know, from the time Kaylee was diagnosed and going through her treatment, and then after she died, you know, we were really embraced by the school community. It wasn't like we had to struggle to keep things going. You know, they were there to lift us up and support us.
Well, I go back to just I remember last year walking the track that day when the track team did their fundraiser and did it in honor of Kaylee. And Coach Serbay saying to me, "I really don't feel very good, but I had to be here. I had to be here." And we remember he and I walking around the track talking that day about how unique it is in the city, because you don't have that in the counties, of where redistricting or somebody across the street might go to Chancellor High School, another might go to River Bend, and you're right across the street. In the city right now, the way things are, you start out in kindergarten, and if you finish, you all go to the same schools.
And I think that's a great thing. You know, when we first moved here, we were a little disappointed that our kids, you know, we live right downtown. We were a little disappointed that our kids had to get on a school bus to get to the school. But, you know, within a few months, we realized that this is great. You know, kids from all walks of life, wherever they live in the city, go to school together. You know, so it's a diverse school, a diverse community. But it's a really positive thing for everybody to be together shoulder to shoulder.
And boy, Katie, for you to be a teacher and see this kind of thing developing, it's what you hope for as
Absolutely.
A teacher.
Absolutely, yeah. No, and I've got to say, John and Leslie have done the majority of the tabling, and they were in D.C. the other day celebrating their upcoming anniversary. And so I was doing the tabling, and I am notorious to my students as an introvert. I'm in my classroom, I'm on show. But I leave my classroom and I like to be quiet. So it was something new for me to go from table to table to table to try and talk to these kids.
Yeah.
I found as much as my nervous energy was creeping up as I began to do it, after the third table where the kids were just so receptive to me, they were looking right at me. They weren't on their phones. They stopped what they were doing to listen to me. They were asking me questions. And I just thought, wow. I could see the extension of where we were. We're trying to do through homeroom is teach kids the different elements of IB profiles, things such as kindness and extending Rachel's challenge, and teaching them just so much more than the fundamentals of education, but branching that out to being a great human being. And that's what they're receptive to. I mean, I wasn't getting a bleary eye looking back at me. It was getting true and general interest, and it was invigorating. I went from being really nervous about doing it to looking forward to the next lunch wave to talk to them about it. I kind of felt Leslie's energy coming my way in that regard. What would Leslie do in this situation?
Yeah.
And it was great. I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Well, I've certainly enjoyed the tabling, and I hate to tell the students that, like, oh, I'm Kaylee's mom, and she died. But I'm fortunate to know that a lot of the students now still know of Kaylee if they didn't know her, because last January of 16, when she died, they did actually a moment of silence in the school. So, you know, most of the students still know of her. So I'm so fortunate that I'm kind of building on her, that they know her. In a few years, these students will probably not know who Kaylee was. She will not have touched them personally, physically. But and interestingly, Jason Pope, who was a teacher that one of Kaylee's favorite teachers at JM, and he participated in the day of service by offering a project at his home. He said, "When I arrived to pick student volunteers up for the day of service, I was surprised how many student volunteers did not know Kaylee. They were not in school at the same time of her, but had heard her story. Her life and story continue to inspire action. The day of service is a true testimony to her legacy of activism, generosity, and service." And that's what we're building. It seems like everything is going as well as could be expected. And we're getting ready to receive all the applications for the second Kaylee Lee Service Scholarship on April 25th. Applications will be flying in, you know, many, many. You get them at JM.
At the deadline.
At the deadline. Mm-hmm. And on June, when's graduation?
June 9th.
9th. It'll be a surprise. It's when it's awarded.
They won't even tell me because they know my heart's in it. So Dr. Michelle keeps that secret from me too. She knows.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's exciting. It's $2,500. And so this is the second one. The first one, it was three contributions. The JM senior class contributed $1,000, and then there were two other larger contributors. This past year, we had 18 contributions that made up the $2,500, and 680 of that was earned at the day of service, which so some of the teachers and others actually paid the scholarship fund for the work that was done in their house, and it's all tax
deductible.
Yeah,
which was great. But you know, 14 contributors learned about it through our last show and for the day of service, and different mechanisms for fundraising for the $2,500 scholarship. That's, and we already have $120 going for 2018. So we're already starting to build the $2,500 nest for the
looking
next
ahead.
Scholarship.
Yeah. Well, and Leslie, you talked a minute ago about at some point the students aren't going to. Won't have been touched by Kaylee, but in a way they will. It's interesting. I've seen shirts around town in the past year. So people wear the shirts, and you get the testimonies, especially the kids who now were impacted by Kaylee or going to have been impacted by these day of services, and it continues on.
Yeah, so we 100 shirts are out there, the Day of Service shirts, and we've just ordered another 100 today for this upcoming Day of Service. And, you know, I was so happy that we got testimony. We also got feedback from students, and one of the things they heard is they wanted more options because some of them will finish their service and want to do something different. Hmm. But one of the students said, I enjoyed both jobs. So it was a student that didn't was at Ms. Catlett's and then went on to do the Butzer Litter 2 campaign. But she said, I enjoyed both jobs, but I love doing yard work with Rackley. I love how they call the teacher Rackley. I got to garden and talk to people I've never seen in school before. JM is a small school, but
it
still,
is.
You know, to think that we're also exposing these students to other new friends.
Yeah.
And that's great. And the other student said, I thought the whole job was very fun and both teachers and students involved. See you in the spring. I mean, this was a student last fall that already was saying, see you in the spring. So it makes it very easy to put this on. And we just have to pray for good weather because a lot of what we do is outside.
Yeah.
So we do have a rain date on the Sunday, May 7th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the afternoon.
It would be the afternoon of the 7th.
Mm-hmm. It's going to work out.
It's going to work out on the 6th. Don't worry about it. Unless it's a downpour. Yeah. No.
It's the Kaylee Leahy Service Scholarship and Day of Service. We'll wrap this up when we come back with John and Leslie Leahy, Katie Horning. Hear more on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
John and Leslie Leahy here, Katie Horning here. It's the Kaylee Leahy Service Scholarship and the Day of Service. The Day of Service is on May the 6th. It's from 8 to 12. If you see kids around around Fredericksburg doing things in blue shirts that day, that's what it's all about. And you mentioned the scholarship that will be announced soon. I still can't get over, as we just talk about how in just even a year this is all, because a year ago the four of us and a couple of others were getting together, we did a show and we talked about this, and it was all still, well, we're going to try this and we're going to try that. And just the whole roots thing, it really is becoming something. You look around at different programs around here, and this is becoming one of them.
Yeah, just a year ago, it was the JM Lapathon, and it was an Achilles honor to support the Fairy Godmother Project.
That was the
first $5,000. That was, woo, that was huge. A lot of students participated in that day. And then we were looking forward to the graduation and then starting think about the Day of Service in the fall. Yeah. And, oh, we have a lot of more ideas. We could do a whole show on that. But
yeah,
back to service is that how this has been so important is that students often need hours for clubs and different things. But what we're trying to do is make this so that it's from within, that we're helping students kind of pick and choose some of the ideas of what they want to continue with, hopefully in after high school, whether it's in college or in their professional lives. And so we're trying to build on more ideas. One was Habitat, but Habitat has another project that day that's not service oriented. They're kicking off another event. But I think I'm already thinking the next day of service we're going to have more ideas. But I don't want to have it like two people and two people. I want 10 or 20 at each event. So that's kind of the goal.
And kind of this, it just occurs to me, John, in a way, this is you're now able to do community-wide and expose kids to things that you did at home with your own kids, but now you're doing it to the whole community.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the ripple effect. You know, it's sort of a cliche to say that, you know, one life makes a big difference and ripples well beyond that physical life. But, you know, it's true. You know, we touch so many people, and that spirit of community service and giving to others, I think it really takes hold.
Katie, I guess if people are interested in finding out more about this, if you're a student or you live in the city and you might be maybe not at JM yet, you've got kids maybe at Walker Grant or even Hugh Mercer, you'd be a good person to contact. And there's also a couple ways just online to find out more about Kaylee and all of this.
Absolutely. And we absolutely would advocate that anybody who wants to get involved in service, we would love to know that you're doing it. So we were just kind of talking while we were off the air here. And if you are on Facebook and you have kids who are not at James Monroe High School, if they're at Walker Grant or Lafayette or Hugh Mercer, please let us know you're doing something service-oriented and in Kaylee's name. We would love for you to tag Kaylee's name in your Facebook post and let us know that you're thinking of her and her outreach and you're kind of passing it forward or pushing it forward. What is that?
Yeah,
paying it forward. Yeah. Thank you. yes, but we also have a website, and it at times it's in flux. I'm trying to improve on it. I'm not technology oriented.
It looks great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and what the specific address though? It's kind of an unconventional address. It's Kaylee Leahy Service Scholarship.
Weebly.com.
No ats, but Kaylee Leahy Service Scholarship.weebly.com. And I will let you know what you need to know for the time being.
Yeah, you can find out things there. Boy, John and Leslie, thank you for all that, again, all that just, I always tell you this, but it would be so easy and natural just to say, you know, just to go into a shell, and you haven't. And in Kaylee's story the passions in her life live on.
Yes. Well, you know, when someone dies, it's so easy for folks to say, I don't want to talk about that person that died because it'll make you cry. Well, yes, it makes us cry when we talk about Kaylee. But these kind of events help us grieve. We were going to grieve for our whole life.
Yeah. And we like nothing more than to talk about our daughter. She was a wonderful person.
So this has been also a self-serving idea to help us keep Kaylee alive. And
well, thank you, Sharon. Yeah. Thank you for sharing with us. John and Leslie Leahy, Katie Horning, thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
We've run out of time. We need to do this again, and we will
yeah.
soon.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.